Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you feel? Okay, so.
Oh,
wait.
You cut off in the yard. I was like, huh?
Because I need to preface this. Like, normally we start with our, you know, our banter before we begin. So y'all so y'all are hearing this. What's today? Is today Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, crud. y'all are hearing this Thursday evening or Friday morning. So we did an episode yesterday that we can't release until April. So we're a little backwards, and we're going to repeat ourselves. So in April, when you hear that next episode, you're going to hear pretty much close to the same intro because we're still in this hellish week. And I'm looking at Erica, who still look like she about to go rob a corner store.
This time, I might actually do it.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't need both of us to have a criminal record. don't need that. it's not fun. Food's trash. So yeah, it's been a hellish week, and we had the nerve to do a double header this week, yo. But it was worth it. Our special guest, I can say her name, Dr. Ashley Dash, joined us. She will be on the show in April. Great episode, inspiring as always. Not to our banter. Oh, what was that you were drinking?
Oh, a coffee.
Aren't you trying? That's going to keep you up, ain't it?
Oh, no. I have the opposite reaction to things.
I think I do too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid and I took Benadryl, it never made me sleepy. it made me like hyper. And my parents were like, oh no, what are we going to do? But coffee, I can drink coffee and then I can go take a nap.
Yo.
It makes me sleepy.
Coffee, I think I'm the same way. I don't know. I don't know. I like the flavor of coffee, mm-hmm. but I don't really use it when I need energy. I'll either take a supplement. My smoothies do a pretty good job, but I'm a morning person anyway. Like if I'm sleepy, it's because I had a very rough long night. I don't really need coffee to stay up, but yeah, I can go to sleep after drinking coffee too. It doesn't really hit me like that either. That's interesting.
The only time that coffee did like wake me up was when I was living out on my own. When I like freshly graduated and everything. And that's when I started changing up the coffee that I would get. So then I started getting the espresso with like a double shot.
You're wilding. Man, you're wilding.
My eyes were popped open. I was like, good morning.
Pushing your whole heart to the limit, yo. You was wilding.
But I did it like maybe two or three times because I was also hungover. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's a great morning. You can hear the birds. Like, you just love it outside.
I'm scared. And
yeah.
I'm scared.
I've never done it since, but yeah.
I'm glad you haven't done it since. Some people never learn their lesson.
Every time I walked into that shop, they're like, oh, brother, here she is back again.
Yo, that's the thing, man. It can get you, like, I don't know how sweet you make yours. You got a sweet tooth like me, so it's just a...
I like to dance with it just a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a unique treat. It's like that balance of, like, the actual natural flavor of the coffee and that bitterness with whatever type of sweetness, whether it's your vanilla or pumpkin spice or... I like a good chai tea latte, but that's just me.
I can't do spiced beverages. It irks my soul. I'm sorry. It does. But like those autumn, like seasonal drinks.
Those are the best ones.
I can't stand them.
For why?
It just really just grinds my gears for some reason. I just don't understand. Like, I think I even told people this too. Like the smell of pine cones. If you hate me, just say that. If you bring a basket of pine cones.
So you don't like the smell of pine, period?
No, I do not like it. I love pine salt, not pine cones.
Mm-mm. Pine salt?
But I was like, I love pine salt. If wait, we talk about this.
You can do the pine. Artificial smell, but you can't do the actual smell.
Pine salt kind of has more of like a lemony smell to it, you know?
I'll be damned.
But like walking into like Michael's and like any craft store, and they got those pine cones just laid out right there at the door. Oh my gosh. I gotta duck, tuck, and roll, however, to get past it, because that smell takes me out. Hey, if any of my ops are listening, all you gotta do is just deliver a basket of pine cones, and I'm so upset. You just ruined my whole day.
I'm starting to show on that one. She just said, "Ops, I officially feel old." What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Rob, host of From My Experience podcast, co-hostess with the mostest. Erica is here, and she just said, "Ops,"
and I do it again.
I'll be damned.
We got a couple things we're going to get into. We've been trying to do these topics for today. We've been trying to do the topics for today's show. I think this is week three. This is either week two or week three that we were trying to do these topics. We're going to get into a couple things. Can you support someone while they chase their dream? Can you be with them? And... We don't have any headlines today.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
No, don't
it's
apologize.
Been a week.
Hey, you did two episodes this week, so that more than makes up for it, because that also means we get to take a day off next month.
Ooh.
Hair world, hair world, hair world. Which I'm
that
probably
I'm
need.
I'm gonna watch Wheel of Fortune then.
I'll be damned.
So we have two topics. This has been on the Instagrams. I think some people actually responded to this. Let me check Black Twitter. But the first father. Did I put this in the group? Oh God. I'm feel old now. But can you support someone, or could you be with someone while they chase their dream? Like, really be there through the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. And this, ooh, excuse me, ooh. Excuse me, y'all. Oh, father. Hold on, let me see if I really asked this in a group. I'm going to play a clip from Instagram. Some people did actually respond. I remember now, because somebody said... Somebody said something about, like, yo, as long as you're not, like, trying to be a rapper. I was hollering. I'm like, people still really do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They absolutely do.
I'm mad. Ooh. All right. Before we get into that topic, have you ever dated anyone while they're pursuing their dream? Erica? I don't know if you had that experience yet. I've aged you out, finally.
Yeah. No. I don't think I was dating them. I think I was more of hanging out with them, and it wasn't like anything on a romantic level, I would hope, because they were not that, I didn't see them in that way. But yes, hung out with them a lot. They had their own clothing line, and then they were in school for fashion and things like that, and trying to collaborate and coming up with designs. So a lot of the times that we did hang out, they were sketching and piecing together what they wanted to add to their like clothing line and their branding and things like that. And the other one decided he wanted to be a streamer, like a video game streamer.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Exactly. Sounded just like that.
Well, he did?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was after we had like broken up, and then we tried to rekindle, and I tried to be so supportive, but I couldn't. I just felt like another part of me was laughing at myself for it, because we were in two completely different places in life. So yeah, those are my only two instances. Wait. I wish the fashion designer all the best, but not the streamer. No.
Why not the streamer?
Oh, there is so much bad blood.
Bad blood? Seriously?
It's not even bad blood. It's just like, you lose so much respect for a person after, like, I don't know. You just lose respect for certain people in your life. And it's not that you don't wish them bad, but you don't wish them good. It's just stay there. I don't care what happens to you.
You don't wish them bad, you just don't wish them good. That actually makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah. I feel like I don't really like that like thing where people are just like, oh my gosh, if you weren't so like triggered or like you're not really over it if you can't wish them good and da 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 da. And I'm like, no, it's not that. Like, you can be so, you could be healed and removed from something, but you don't have to like root for someone at the end of the day. You don't have to root for them. You don't have to wish and think of them in good spirits. You could just not think of them at all.
That is true. That is very true. Look at you. You and your maturity shining through. All right, I can't find these comments, and that makes sense because that was a long time ago. So, here y'all go. This is a clip from Instagram.
Man who taught me what love.
This is from the bucket list.
Man who taught me what love looked like. He just got married not so long ago. But the reason why we didn't work out is because he was broke.
Damn. Well, his wife now is fine with that.
He worshiped the ground I walked on.
But.
And he taught me patience. And he taught me, he really taught me how to damn near love me.
But.
Taught me how to cook.
But.
He was chasing a dream of being a musician. He wanted to be a singer in a boy group. I supported that, everything. But I'm like, he had two kids. And I'm just like, you do need to support yourself. Like, you need to make some type of money. He was getting like a $50, $100 allowance from his manager. I was like, drive a piece of her at night. I don't care.
Just so is he still trying to chase this musician dream?
He just found the woman for him.
Okay, so it didn't work out financially wise. Everything else, if he had the money, would it have worked out?
Yes.
Okay.
It would have. And if I would have met him today, it would work out.
What's the difference?
The difference is I was broke too at the time. Like, I was barely making it by myself. And so I was like, I feel like I don't want a man in my house. And we both, like, I just, they don't make my vagina wet. You feel me? Like, they don't make me, they don't turn me on.
Okay, so now since you're good for yourself, financially, you're saying now it would have worked. So you're saying you wouldn't have mind supporting him.
Now I could appreciate the love that he brings, but I still don't want him to be broke.
All right, so once again, that is from The Bucket List. Is that a podcast?
Sounds like it.
Man who taught me.
Let me make sure. I like to give people credit because I hate when people do that to me. They don't do that to me because I'm not that popular yet. Day by Day TV on TikTok. DAIBYDAI TV on TikTok is where they pulled this from. So maybe that's a podcast. Yes, that's a podcast. Day by Day Podcast. And they spell Day, D-A-I. That's where I got that from. So shout out to y'all. I like that one. Please hold. I need to make sure my AC is not going to come on and mess up my audio. Did you keep the people entertained? I didn't hit pause.
Oh. Because that was the one time I sat here and said, was I supposed to do something? I was like, but I remember I said the last time I did, he paused it.
Oh, we out of practice. We a little out of practice, y'all. We a little out of practice. My bad. So, now having more, I guess, context. Right? Does that change your perspective on anything? Because she, oof, yeah.
I can see both parts. That's the sad part, is I can see both parts. I can see where she's coming from, and that's in that instance where it's like, I have to, not have to, but it's like, if we're together and we're not making ends meet, and you decide to pursue your dreams, that means that that's more of a load on me, because there's another side to it too. When you're trying to pursue your dreams and you have all these responsibilities at the same time, you know, she mentioned had two kids, like had that, trying to make ends meet, like she doesn't care as long as you try to meet her halfway with some type of income, because that's just too much to bear on just one singular person, because now you're taking care of a whole family and everyone's depending on you. And that just, it does come across as a lot. But I also see the other side of it where you love someone, you want to see them happy, you want to see them be able to pursue their stuff, you believe in them and they believe in themselves, then yeah, I can see where someone will, I'll stand by, you pursue everything, it's fine. But I feel like there's a leisure to it when it does come with money, because while you can love someone, there is so much more that plays a part in a relationship rather than just the love, I would say. Same with like marriage. There is a financial thing lingering in the background of that.
I love your answer. I actually respect her answer a lot, because she didn't say anything negative. She didn't down him. She gave him a lot of credit for what he brought to the table outside of finances. However, his financial deficit was a lot. And under those circumstances, because in hindsight, I now know that I was in a similar situation-ish, because I was the one, not necessarily dream chasing, but career chasing, trying to switch and kind of find myself in a relationship. And she did support me for a while, but it did take a toll on the relationship, I must admit. But the only thing I can really say in regard to that is when we met, I told her what type of time I was on. Mm-hmm. And I do that with, I've been doing, and that was 13, 14, 15, one of those. I've been like that with women. Yo, this is what I'm doing. The mistake I used to make was taking what I'm doing and putting it on the back burner a bit too much, because obviously you're in a relationship, so you want to consider the other person's thoughts, feelings, or what have you, and the impact you're having on the relationship. But I told her what type of time it was, and it sounded good and ambitious until I started doing the work, until I'm teaching, and then when I get off, I have a second job. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to real estate school to get a license. So like, I'm putting in the work, and you're seeing me moving forward. Bills were getting paid, money was coming in, but I didn't know everything you were going through. You knew everything I was going through because you seen it, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know everything you were going through, so some of that was withheld from me, so I didn't really get a full, clear picture, so because maybe I would have did things differently, right? But it is very tough, because you do have to balance it. Like, I think if you're chasing a dream, or you're going to be with someone who's chasing a dream, there needs to be a conversation like, hey, what does this look like? What is your schedule going to look like? Okay, what new financial obligations is it going to bring to light? What new situation and circumstances should we come to expect from this? Because especially when it's something very, what's the word I'm looking for? Rare, I guess. Like, it's rare that your music career pops to a point to where you can be like profitable and not have to work, right? So it's like, that one is a scary one, because that one is like this may never happen. It's not kind of like any day now with some of these other things out here. So it's like, okay, well, you struggling, you got churn, I'm struggling. She said $100 allowance. That's wild. That must have been a long time ago. That must have been a very long time ago. But she made him out to be a dope dude, though. Taught her how to cook and all these things, right? That's a tough one. Me, personally, I think one of the things that it takes is you have to be ambitious yourself, and you had to have been through some type of struggle or goal chase yourself, which it seems like she probably has. Because she is where she is today. She look, you know, nice, well put together. And you know, it's hard to appreciate the person and really hold them in a regard you probably should when you're in the muck and the mud with them. But like she said, and that's the one thing I really appreciated about what she said. She reflected and gave like a pretty accurate picture. She talked about what he taught her. Like a lot of people like to bash you and trash you or kind of downplay you when things don't work out to kind of make everyone else give them the nod of, yeah, I see why you left. But you can get the nod of, I see why you left, but dang, you might have should have stayed. People don't want that part. They don't want that part. But I mean, that man taught you how to love. He taught you how to cook like that. Everybody can't do that. Everyone's not capable and everyone doesn't have the patience to do that either. So I found that very interesting. And the fact that she's like, yo, I would be with him today.
Yeah.
And that, you know, money was the factor. So. Dang. Said he checked every box. That's got to be tough.
Yeah. And it probably, that was probably a hard decision for her to make.
No, too. When y'all cold hearted. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Maybe a little, but I mean, I commend her for having, or maybe them, because maybe it was mutual agreement. I commend them for being mature to see that and to end the relationship where it was. And I commend her for acknowledging that it's just money.
Yeah.
That's, and for I know some people with like different backgrounds, and especially if you've already struggled with money in the past, like you don't want to go through that again. As an adult, you don't want to do that if you were growing through it as a kid.
Hell no.
So it probably raised a big insecurity for her or a big red flag.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing you have to ask yourself and say to yourself, because, I mean, unfortunately, I'm about to get beat up by our elders. I'm about to say our forefathers, not forefathers. The older people in our lives, they lived much simpler lives. They didn't need all of the things. They wasn't trying to be in all the places. And call it what you want. Call it trauma. Call them not knowing any better. Whatever. There are a lot of people who enjoy a simple life. I enjoy a simple life. Unfortunately, now I'm thinking about Dr. Dash. A simple life can still be is more expensive than it used to be. Let's leave it right there, right? It's more expensive than it used to be. So part of being with someone who's chasing a dream is, hey, you can't live the lifestyle that you want to live right now. Like that same girlfriend that I'm talking about, or ex-girlfriend rather, wanted to go on these trips and do these things. I'm like, yo, I ain't got the money to do that. Do you have the money to do that? Like, are you comfortable with paying for this? Like, I didn't feel good about that as a man. But at the same time, I wasn't ashamed because it's like, you know that this is what I'm doing. Like, we've already broken down finances. You know what I make down to the dollar. I never really found out what you made because you hid that, but whatever. I knew it was a lot. Quote unquote, a lot. So we already knew where the money was going and how much it was going to where. So there was no need to argue or fuss about that. You knew what that was from the beginning, basically. So that's questions you should ask yourself if you considering dating someone that's chasing a dream, or you're dating someone that's chasing a dream. Can you live, or can you live without some of the things that you want to do for a year or two or three or five? Or maybe it's like, hey, let's make a deal. You chase this dream really, really hard, the best that you can. You keep putting in effort. I'll ride this out with you for 2 years. And if things aren't progressing the way we need them to be or stuff like that, like, I need you to do something different. Maybe I need you to get a part-time job, or I need you to pivot and go in a different direction, or maybe we need to move. Like, just sitting there in silence and in pain and not saying anything, I mean, that's a different form of struggle love. But that's struggle love, and you shouldn't have to struggle. You should be able to open up and communicate. Or it's a risk, but if I can't be with you right now or this is too much for me, that's okay too. Like, everybody can't handle every situation. I can think of a few situations that I would probably have to say, you know what, shorty, I see what you're trying to do with your life. I see what direction you're headed in. I'm going to be a hindrance. Or I know I can't deal with that. So I think it's best if we part ways. Because at least at a bare minimum, if you do that, there might be a chance in the future. Now, of course, y'all are both single. Y'all can end up doing whatever y'all want to do with whoever you want to do it with. That's the risk that you take. But everything doesn't have to be like a big blow up, defensive, hateful, evil beef situation. We can just be mature adults and just be honest with one another and respect each other's wishes. Like, everyone doesn't have the same tolerance for everything. Man, now I'm trying to think of how much stuff I've put some of the women in my life through. I can hear them now listening to the podcast. Yeah. Don't text me either. Ad-libbing. Don't text me. Don't call either. Don't email either. Unless it's rob@fmepodcast.com or admin@fmepodcast.com if you have questions. And don't forget, we have a segment that no one has sent us an email for yet. If you need life advice, relationship advice, or you just have a crazy situation, we want you to share the experience. So shoot us an email, rob@fmepodcast.com or admin@fmepodcast.com. Actually, send it to admin and disrupt Erica's day instead of mine.
So I can read it on my bathroom breaks at work.
Yeah, send Erica your crazy stories. Don't send them to me. Chasing a dream. I wonder if you've been in struggle love already, right? Would you say you've had struggle love?
Define struggle love. I've dated broke. Just broke, and also the whole lack of ambition and then the whole, like, I hate this job. I'm gonna quit. I have no money now. Get another job.
That's such a tough equation for people.
But, right? Like, just, it's like the math ain't mathing. I think I've just dealt with a lot of broke and trying to be patient with that because of one, age. So, and also I'm not looking for someone to pay for every single thing either, but I think that's probably been that and just terrible communication as struggle love.
You know, should I say this? I'm broke right now. I would consider myself broke. And the one thing about being broke or not having it right now or working yourself up or building at a bare minimum, you should be a good person. And I say that because that can take you a very, very, very long way and carry you much further than you think. And money matters. Let's not get it twisted. But it's not everything. And one of the things that has carried me is my personality. So despite whatever situation I'm in, people still hold me in the same regard and treat me with the same respect. Like, people don't talk down on me or talk crazy to me or nothing like that. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, being financially stable, broke, whatever you want to call it, anything can happen tomorrow and change your situation. And you don't want to be disregarded or tossed to the side or treated a certain way because life happened to you. So if you are broke or you're working your way up, at least be a good, decent person, because there are people like me who have to deal with, as soon as someone hears, oh, you're broke or you don't have it together, you're trying to get it together, they automatically think, this mother want to move in with me. This mug gonna ask me to get a car in my name for him. This mug want a credit card in my name for him. This mug gonna want me to pay. Like, they automatically think moocher. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They automatically assign these traits to a, which should be, I would hope for most people, a temporary status. And I hate that. But I'm just thankful for the people in my life who see beyond my current situation. Because, I mean, I'm doing things, I'm moving, I'm shaking. And I call myself broke because I'm paying all my bills and I'm saving and putting my money towards my obligation. So I don't have a lot of fun money.
Play.
Yeah. No, there's no play money. Like, literally, like, we, like, suit, tie, auditor budgeting over here right now. So I can take care of what I need to take care of, and I'm good. I'm not eating oodles and noodles. You know, I have a very green, healthy shopping cart full of food every 2 weeks. So I'm actually providing food for an entire household right now, that being two people. But, yeah, I just say broke because the lifestyle that I want to live, I don't have what I need to live that way yet, but it's coming. So I will say, before we move on to the next topic, and Erica, if you have anything to add, please do. When it comes to finances, or when it just comes to dating in general, have the conversation, ask the uncomfortable questions, and then be real with yourself. You know, sometimes you got to dip your toe. And that's why dating is important versus mm-hmm. hopping into relationships. Guilty, guilty.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I'll be damned.
Guilty Rob. Guilty Rob has definitely jumped in relationships too fast. And guess what?
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
I didn't give him enough time to take the mask off. And, ooh, this is going to sound nasty, but it's true. Kevin Samuels.
I'll be damned.
I did it because I'm a lover at heart. I love love.
Mm-hmm.
And good people, I believe, are hard to find. A good woman, I believe, is hard to find. And I will say, to their core, everyone I've dated up until this point, or been in a relationship with, rather, was a good woman. We all have our flaws. But I think, to their core, when you love them, and you're gentle, and you're kind, and you treat them with respect, and you show them that you value who they are, even though things didn't work out, they were good people. I got to see the raw version of a lot of people. I got to see, not in the physical sense, but like in a spiritual person sense, I got to see them naked, like all the ugly truths, like a lot of them, right? All of them, actually, all of my ex-girlfriends. But I come to realize when I'm older is I could have been taking my time when I was younger, because there's a lot of options for me as a man. That sounds nasty. I know some people might be like, oh my God, blah, blah. It's a fact. Y'all just outnumber us. Plain and simple. Y'all outnumber us. And I mean, go on social media. There's droves of women who say they can't find a man, or men, blah, 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 blah. I can just walk in that room and just be like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't think y'all have as many opportunities to do that as us. And now that I do that, now that I know that, or I've really internalized that, doesn't mean I'm going to overlook anyone that has my interests, but it also doesn't mean I need to rush, because some people make you feel like, all right, if you don't take me on the market, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Really take your time and get to know that person before you invest in a relationship. Because things are going to come out, and you're going to have conversations, or you're going to have to figure out, is this something I can live with or deal with moving forward? So that's my advice to everybody out there in this world of dating. Did you have anything else you wanted to add with dating someone while they're chasing their dream, or just dating advice, period?
Don't lie to yourself. Don't. I'll tell people, but it's just so don't fun. Lie to yourself. Yeah, it is fun. And I like what? To do a little
I was
lie.
Kidding.
Oh. I was like, I'll I like be to damn. Do like a little lie to myself too for funsies, but not something serious like relationships, because you can always say, oh no, I'm okay. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. You're not. Be honest. Be transparent about it. If you know sure well that you are not okay with someone doing something that you don't like, or not being certain the certain qualities that you want, that's okay. Don't, because if you try to force it in the relationship, you're trying to force them to be someone that they aren't at the end of the day, and trying to put them in that box. And you're just gonna get upset when you realize that they aren't that person for you.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I'll be. I'll be damned.
They have that image in that mold of you. Don't do it. It's terrible for everyone.
I've gone through that. I've seen that, been there, and I will say this. Here's something y'all have to remember. For people who have been married for a long time, what's my man's name? Gosh, dog it. Boris Kodjoe. His wonderful wife, Nicole R.A. Parker. Why y'all got two different last names? Anyway,
I like it though. That's cute. They're just standalone names.
he talked about how you have to love someone, give them room to make mistakes, forgive each other, and understand that there's going to be individual growth and changes. That happens. Who I was 10 years ago, like some of my core traits are still there, but like my interests have shifted wildly. My focus has shifted wildly. My tolerance levels have shifted wildly. Like my habits, like I don't eat the same, I don't look the same, I don't view life the same, I don't view health the same, I don't view entertainment the same, I don't view music the same, I don't view artwork the same, I don't view business the same. Like so many things about me have changed. Heck, I can say that from 3 years ago. Like I've completely shifted a lot of things, and I've said this before. A woman can't date me and be uncomfortable with change because to my core, I will be who I am, but I'm going to continue to grow as I learn and adapt because that's what happens. When I gain new knowledge to better myself or to do things differently, or maybe I learn that, hey, Rob, that's not for you. Or, hey, Rob, you're not the best at this. It might not be worth you investing your time. Or, hey, this might be something you need to start doing on a regular basis. I shift. And some people look at it like, oh, you're just all over the place. And it's like, at a time, that's who I was, but there's a purpose. Like, it's not just me arbitrarily doing things. Like, there's a purpose. There's a reason why I stopped doing that and started doing this. There's a reason why I used to look at this way, and now I look at it that way, especially when you dig into your mental health, you dig into your past traumas. So, like, you want someone that is going to grow. So, that box is eventually just going to crumble. And that person's gonna leave that box. And are you gonna be comfortable with just those core traits along with those changes? Or do you really expect that person to be the same 10, 20, 15, 10, 20, 30 years from now? But at the
With
same
that same
time,
mindset.
right. And it's like you should be growing and evolving as well. And the beautiful thing, this is like, this is so funny. For me, the most fun part about dating and being with someone, besides the hot, passionate lovemaking, is getting here world, here world, is actually getting to know them,
Yeah.
asking questions, having fun. Like the person I was just on the phone with, she don't eat beef. She don't eat pork like that. We actually eat. I eat that stuff, but we would probably get along very well in the food department. She's picky, and when she told me what she eats, I'm like, "Oh, I eat all that stuff." And it's like, "You're simple, you know?" And then like she laughed. We both laughed because I'm lactose intolerant, and she's like, "All right, I'm about to get this milkshake. I'm gonna have the bubble guts tomorrow." Like we can laugh at stuff like that, and it's like these are things I didn't know, and I've known this person for a long time, so I enjoy that part, learning the new things. And then, you know, it's dope when you love someone, you've been with them, and you see something new. Like a lot of people talking about the relationship getting stale. Oh, I'm bored. Don't you want someone that's gonna be like, hey, babe, you know, I've been researching this, blah, blah, blah. Let's go camping. Or let's get a, what's the thing you call it? A Winnebago, an RV, whatever. And let's drive through a few states and do the whole RV park thing. Or, babe, you know what? Let's start traveling the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of thing. When you have someone who grows and evolves and you're not scared to grow and evolve with them, you get to create new adventures together. It's like, to the core, I can still be safe with this person and open and honest and trust them. But wow, they're into some new and exciting things. Let me go down this adventure. It's like we're starting over again. Like, let me get to know you again. I've heard people in long-lasting relationships talk about that. It's like you have to learn your partner again over the years.
My parents definitely, and I mean, they've been together for practically 30 years now. And that's like something like just like the other day, me and my mom were talking to my dad and he told us that he used to do gymnastics as a kid.
What?
And my mom was like, what? She was like, this has never come up. And so it's like things like that. It's like, yes, 30 years deep into a relationship and they're still finding little things to like discover about each other or even just reminisce about like, you remember the first time, like their first date basically, and how like my dad's point of view is how nervous he was. And he was sitting there sweating up a storm trying to cook for her. And my mom was laughing at him. Like, it's just being able to see, I guess, the stages of that. And also like my parents, this like, they still find little stuff to talk about all the time. Yep. Like, they're constantly trying to learn even more about each other, especially now, like my dad's like into bourbon and collecting it. So it's like my mom, she's like right next to him trying to understand the bourbon and everything like that. Mm-hmm. We're going bourbon drops, things like that. Just fully being involved in your partner's world and still making the effort.
Yes, yes.
So it's like still deciding every day, yes, there may be ups and downs, but I will consistently choose you and I will consistently try to put that effort in to get to know you at this stage.
Erica, you are so lucky to have an example of Black love that you get to be around and see. And look. Why are you, well, I'm mad you bopping side to side like a happy camper. It is because so dope. Because
this is so cute. It's so cute when I think about it every once in a while, because I'm like, yeah, they be getting on each other's nerves. But when they sit there and talk about like, oh, did you watch this? Like my dad, he makes her watch like all the old TV sitcoms that he used to watch as a kid and everything. And my mom's running thing is that they didn't have cable when she was growing up as a kid. And so he's like, oh, did you used to watch like All in the Family? She's like, no. He's like, yeah, that's right. You ain't never had cable. And it's like, they always go back and forth and just get to bond over just the smallest things. So I love it.
That's beautiful. We're going to put a bow on that. I'm not even going to say anything else. I had something else to say, but I ain't going to, we're going to leave that. So crud. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful Black love. Love it. All right, well, this is going to be an interesting topic. Topic number two. Oh, I'm no longer sick.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the ick, the allergies is gone, and I just popped a Benadryl like 20 minutes ago.
It's about to kick in. You about to be honk chewing?
Yeah, so hopefully this episode actually gets uploaded tonight. things you want to instill in your children. Erica, for you personally, I think I'm too far separated from it now.
What is it?
Since you have your parents there, I think you should like really think about what you've learned from what you saw in their relationship, like healthy things, right? And like think about some of the things they've instilled in you. I say I'm far removed because my parents split when I was in elementary school. So like I have the most memories I have of us like as an entire family together doing things. I know my dad used to take us to the beach. The only thing I remember, I think a bird pooped on me because I was on his shoulders. Something ended up on my shoulder that looked nasty.
Definitely bird poop.
I think it was bird poop. We used to kind of like play card games together. We did Christmas. Christmas was always good, you know, gathering with the presents and stuff like that. And I just remember doing things with them more so individually versus as a whole family. But I can give you a laundry list of things that they instilled in me. And I think it's important to start thinking about that. I mean, I'm getting older and dusty. I don't know if I have kids at this point, to be honest. Would love to, or even love to adopt. Future Mrs. Wilson, if you're listening. So I just say, that's again, back to my earlier, what I said to you about just it being so dope for you to have that example, because sometimes I wonder what my life would have been like and would have be like to really have gotten older and been able to see and experience it. And I've seen that vicariously through family and things like that. And friends, my own friends now who are now married, they still hanging in there. But just thinking about my own personal experience, I'm like, dang, I wish I could have seen more, or wish I could even remember more. Because, I mean, there's a lot of years in between me being born and stuff like that. So with your experience with your parents, can you think of some things that you said to yourself, if you want to have kids, let me not put kids on everybody. So those of you who want to have kids, if you were to have kids, what are some of those things that, you know, through what you've experienced with your own family and your own life that you know that you would want to instill in them? I'm really mad at this candle.
It's a couple of things. Definitely one, the most recent thing that, like, I think me and my parents talk about a lot is communication and how to be able to communicate without, I don't know, communicate with getting your point across, yes, but without the extra, like, hoorah that comes with it. So your approach, the yes, you acknowledging, yes, your feelings may be hurt in a situation, but it's the way that you go about it to get the ears to listen. Because a lot of people just shut down right off of your approach, which is fair. I understand that. If you come in guns blazing, why am I listening to you, you know?
You get the beatbox. Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah, that's me.
And that was like, so like my parents, we have talked about this for so many years now. And also, I feel like it's helped me so much in my relationships, because I feel like I go to my parents not to let them know everything, but because I know that's something that they say, you save a lot of time with potential arguments, with having ill will feelings towards each other and everything, if you just communicate as clearly as possible and you handle it in the best way possible with your approach. So that's probably one of the biggest things for me, is that. And also honesty without it being brutal. You could be an honest person without hurting feelings. It's all in the approach.
Huh?
Yeah.
I need some techniques.
Like, there's ways to go about it. Yeah. And because we used to joke about my mom and how she was just so brutally honest. Like, she would just say stuff and you'd be sitting there looking at her and she's like, would you rather me tell it to you or someone else? And I'm like, I'd rather you be you, but you someone don't have to else. Make me cry.
Someone else.
Right? So that definitely how you family, no matter what, I mean, not even no matter what, but family is very important, very vital. That's your unit. They should be pouring into you as you pour into them. And with that, I would definitely say that I would forever want my kids, which is what my parents always told me growing up, is they do not care how much trouble I got into or anything, just let them know. Just talk to them, basically. Don't ever lie. Just be honest. They may be upset, but they never want me in a situation where I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I can't even call my parents. No, they want me to call them because they want to help me no matter what. So definitely those. Because even to this day, I don't think I lie to my parents about where I'm going, my whereabouts. Because right. I'm just like, it'd be just my luck something happened and my parents be sleep up in the bed thinking I'm all snuggled up in my room. Nope. and I'm out somewhere, like, so I think that's like one of my big things is, and then people were like, oh my gosh, your parents sound laid back, da da da. I was like, no, it's not that. It's just I feel comfortable enough to be truthful with them. They may
Yes.
not like it, but they're gonna treat me like an adult and they're gonna try to help where they can.
Ooh wee, you just dropped some super gems. Are y'all writing this down? Like y'all might need to rewind that. Y'all might need to rewind that. And I'm sorry, I harp on this, but I try not to. How old are you, Erica?
23.
I know I wasn't thinking like, oh shit, 23. I can't even talk about it. I'm embarrassed to talk about what I was doing. I wasn't thinking like that at 23, let me tell you. And I was still in college.
I'll be damned.
That's dope, yo. Wow. I almost feel like I can just end the show with that. I should let you go second. Communication for sure is important. My dad taught me how to communicate. I've told the story on here before about how when I first moved to Philadelphia with him, it was the first time he had me or my brother by himself after my parents split. And he yelled at me, he made me cry. And then he came and talked to me later and apologized and was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I ain't never had you or your brother by myself. And I just reacted. But he was like, I thought about how I was treated as a kid and I didn't like that. So I don't ever want to do that to you. And then for anyone who knows me, who's ever been close to me, I am like the podcast in real life sometimes. I can have very deep introspective conversations and I like to flesh conversations out about things. And I'm very good at expressing myself because that's how I was raised. If I wanted pizza for dinner, my dad would be like, well, why should we have pizza for dinner? Everything was a conversation. So I learned how to communicate. It took a little while, but I had to learn how to listen as well and learn how to also control my feelings and not lash out at people. So that's definitely something I want to instill. And much like what you said, I want my kid to be able to come to me about anything. I can come to my dad about anything. Like we talked about a lot of stuff. He exposed me to a lot of stuff, nothing crazy or dangerous, but he exposed me to a lot of stuff. And unfortunately, I lost him sooner. Then I lost him too soon, in my opinion. Well, it's God's plan. But before I could fully mature and absorb the lessons he was trying to teach me, I know he had so much more he probably wished he could pour into me. Just lost him too soon, man. I was like out in the wilderness for a long time. But eventually those lessons started to sink in. And this is just another thing. I just want to put this out there for anybody in general. I really need you to do some reflection because Erica pointed out this conversation about being honest. If you are constantly lying to the people around you about what you're doing and your whereabouts, you're probably doing something that they're not going to approve of, that's pretty shameful, and that you yourself know is not right. And you need to start asking yourself, why am I like this and why am I doing this? People aren't dumb. People, most of the time, people can know when you're lying. Like most of the time people know when you're lying and they're just choosing whether or not they want to address it. And sometimes it's easier not to address it because you're in such deep denial. But the real treat in being honest with your parents is, especially now with this generation that we're in now, when you have, if Erica decides to be a parent in the future, or me, if I end up being a parent, yeah, parents who think like us now, who have a wealth of knowledge to say, okay, you want to do this or this happened. Well, let me share the experience that I went through when I was your age. This is what I learned from it. I can't tell you what you're going to learn from it, but here's what comes along with that that you don't know about. Like this could lead to depression. This could lead to physical harm. This could lead to a legal issue. This could lead to this. This could lead to that. Here are some examples. So this is why you need to avoid this. Those are the types of conversations you get to have with your child when they trust you and they feel comfortable with you. If not, they lie and then they get into the shit. And now it's like, okay, now you're playing cleanup. And you know, what would you rather? A tough conversation or a life-altering situation that's going to cost you time, effort, money, possibly your freedom, all because you are afraid to have a conversation, all because you put your child in a position to where they felt like they couldn't talk to you. Kind of like how I grew up was, you're a child, you speak when you're spoken to, you don't talk back. And I'm not going to explain anything to you. Don't ask any questions. Like, that's how I grew up around most of the adults until I went to go live with my dad. And boy, once he unleashed me on the world, I piss people off all the time. But it's like, I am a child, but I'm not like, I have thoughts, I have feelings, and I'm going to express myself, especially once I become, you know, 20, 21, 18, whatever. Yeah, we're going to have these conversations.
You're human.
Yes. People forget that part, the human part. But
they treat the children as if they should already know how to live this life and forget that they're children.
Yeah. They're just dumb kids. That's why, like, my nephew, yeah. I don't even yell at my nephew. I don't hit him. I don't beat him. I just let him do what he do. And I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. And then I make him talk to me about it. And I'm like, hey.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't treat a random adult like that, why are you treating a kid? They don't know anything.
They don't know anything, right? And they're just trying to be a kid. You know what I'm saying? They're learning. They're growing. They're going through stuff. The world is different for them. It's challenging for them. And it's like, just take 5 minutes. Be patient. Have a conversation and then move on to the next thing. Cause like my nephew don't misbehave for me. Like he'd be up here chilling. He does what I ask him to do without me raising my voice, without me saying I'm going to get the belt. He knows Uncle Robbie will make him stand in that corner. I ain't got to lay a hand on you. Go stand in that corner and I'll get right on my iPad and be chilling while you over there whining. I don't want to be over here. I only had to do that once. Ever since I did that, and that was a long time ago. That was like last summer. I ain't had an issue. Not a major issue to make him do that. I just look at him like, corner or no? No? Okay. So why are we down here hollering? What's the problem? Well, I can't blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, let me show you how to do it. Now you show me how to do it. Yeah. So it's teach them.
They don't know how to process their emotions.
Yes. Teach them. They're kids that are going to react like kids. Another thing I want to instill in my kids is... don't be afraid to explore your options when it comes to life. And I just want to expose them to life. Like growing up, I want to take them on trips. I want them to experience different professions. I want them to experience different cultures. I want them to see the world and to go places and to let them know, hey, if you want to try this, if you're into this, you can accomplish this, you can achieve it if you're ready and willing to put in the work. And I'm going to invest the time in you to do it. That was something that, I mean, unfortunately, since my parents got divorced, I got cut short on. I mean, the closest I came to being able to really do what I wanted to do was in high school. I finally, ooh, this still hurts to this day because I'm very naturally athletic. You wouldn't think about looking at me, and I ain't played no sports growing up like a lot of my friends, but my parents split, money was light, and I loved football, and I was always quick, I was agile, I was very well balanced, still am to this day. And that's something I never got a chance to really get into, was organized sports. And I joined a football team my senior year in high school, and I got cut because I hurt myself. Pulled my back muscle because I was a nerd and I was running to the bus stop with a book bag full of books.
No, I was thinking it felt like a weight vest on you, didn't it? Like the textbooks and damn. Everything.
I'll be damned.
I'm only saying that because those textbooks are big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
For those of you who don't know what textbooks are that are watching this because you're in a digital age, take...
them things are huge.
I'm trying to think of something that they probably have in their household that they've actually seen. Because everything's small now. Okay, now here you go. I was about to say a phone book. I'm so old. They probably don't know what that is. But look up textbook from the 90s or the early 2000s and take five of those.
Hardcover.
Yes, hardcover, and put that in your book bag. So the coach cut me. He looked at me in the face. Because I said, Coach, I can't practice today because I can't get in the 3-point stance because I hurt my back. And he said, You don't wanna play football, turn in your equipment. Broke my little heart. And my dad told me I wasn't allowed to cry about it either. And then that was the end of one of the biggest dreams that I ever had in my life. Crushed, slapped me in the face. And then the damn coach didn't even remember he cut me because one of my friends was like, yo, you know, Coach tried to put you in the game the other day. Get out of my face. So I did play some scrimmage games, though. I got trucked. But that is why I want to pour into their dreams, because, you know, I don't blame my parents and I'm not mad at them. I understand, especially now as an old man, older man, life happened to them. Their situation didn't work, so they had to make ends meet. So I didn't get to experience some of the things. And I have an older sibling who played organized sports, mm-hmm. who got to take karate, who got to do stuff that I didn't get to do. And there's a five-year gap between us, 4 or 5-year gap between us. So I'm watching him, seeing him experience these things. But when I'm the age to do it, I can't do it. That sucked. And that didn't create any sibling rivalry or anything, but it's just something that now, even as a man, I remember. And I say to myself, I can't let that happen with my kids. I'm going to have to figure something out. I'm going to have to get an extra job or something, especially not letting one see the other get it and then you not get it.
Yeah.
That sucked. Because I really think, honestly, had I had an opportunity, I probably could have went places athletically, realistically. But it is what it is. And that's the other thing. Like, you got to reflect on, I guess you can call that trauma or bad memories, and say, okay, mm-hmm. how can I make sure that this isn't a bad memory for someone next? So definitely pouring break into my kids. Yeah, break the cycle. So definitely pouring into my kids and making sure that they can be a part of these extracurricular activities and exposing them to things so they know when they get older, hey, this is what I want to do. Not because, well, I've only seen these three paths, or, oh, I saw this on TV. But no, like, you've touched it, you felt it, you experienced it, and you know you're genuinely interested. So I'm going to leave that at that.
I agree with that one. I guess because I have talked about with my parents a lot that I am really grateful for how they did pour into, like, my interest and things like that when I was growing up. Like, for instance, I said that I wanted to be a fashion designer so bad as a kid. My mom got me a sewing machine. I didn't even know how to use it, but just so quickly, my interest changed. Her and my dad were just always, like, constantly trying to, like, do anything. They were always there for anything. I was in band, and they were always there. I was a cheerleader. My mom became the coach because I was a cheerleader. Uh-huh. You know, I was in dance. I was in a dance book, in a dance classes and everything like that, but never got to the point of, like, recitals or anything. But my mom was always there dropping me off. She didn't care how much the leotards, the ballet stuff, all that cost. She was doing summer school years back to back to back to make sure that we had whatever we wanted, you know. And then I wanted to learn how to play guitar. So my dad was doing guitar lessons because he wanted to learn how to play guitar, but then he was trying to teach me how to play guitar at the same time. So it was that. A couple years ago, I said that I wanted to get back into learning how to roller skate. They got me roller skates. Yeah.
Hold up. You too old for
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
And not only that, but they got me all the different padding, except for a helmet, just because they were just like, you're a little bit older now. You're going to actually break something if you fall. But
yeah, you need to get a helmet.
Yeah.
Because you're clumsy.
I am. I haven't left the porch. I get on the porch. You know how small my porch is.
Yes.
And I do my little roll two, and then I turn around, and I do one two, and I keep turning around. But it's like stuff like that. And then, like, 2 years ago, I said I wanted a skateboard or a longboard. I could really see myself doing that. And then my dad poured into me, my mom poured into me with it. And I tell them, like, I'm grateful for that because I know a lot of times it gets lost in translation and a lot of people don't have that type of support. But it's like, even when it came to, like, track and field, they knew I was slow. I knew I was slow. Yeah, I was
the like, world now knows because you said it on this podcast, but continue.
Of course. And I'd be like, every weekend, I'm like, you coming to my track meet? You coming to my track meet? So that they could sit there on the sidelines and root for me to not get last place. I get second to last, but not last place. So
I'll be damned.
But yeah, I definitely, if I ever had kids in the future, I definitely want to do the same thing. For sure.
Absolutely. That is beautiful. That is wonderful. And I'm thinking about how expensive that is going to be.
It's very expensive.
They love very you because I ain't buying you. And you're too old. Once you get a certain age, you got to pour into yourself at a certain you. Buy you. I wish I might buy you roller skates.
Got me roller skates and then have me sitting here holding my hand in the street. I'm 21 and they holding my hand as I'm trying to learn how to roller skate.
That's love. You the baby. You, I almost drove got roller to skates.
It. See, and that's it. So I we drove up to age. The elementary school. No, I've been so serious. I think I was 21. I was 21. And we drove up to the elementary school at the top of the, in the back of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And my mom was sitting there walking with me, holding my hand. And I was trying to roller skate in the parking lot. I fell out the car, everything. Like, they sat with
I'll
me.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned.
So, at said school. Ooh, memories.
Yes.
That's when I almost got roller skates because of COVID. There was a lady who used to come up there and she would skate around the car loop. Like, it's perfect. Like, I was like, oh, this is like my childhood. Yes. Yeah, I thought about it. And I was like, the last time I was on skates, I definitely fell and skinned my knee to the white meat. Oof. Do you want to go through this again? And are you prepared? And then my, I don't know what to call it. My shopping obsession. Not with buying things, but researching obsessively to make sure I get upper mid tier. I don't like cheap. Mid tier is cool sometimes, but I tend to go upper mid tier, and I just start looking at skates. Then I start looking at the style, different style of skates, speed skates, safety skates, stable skates. Then I start looking at the wheels, and I start looking at equipment, and I overwhelm myself, and I just stop.
See,
it's all for the better now because that stuff would have been collecting dust. But maybe
I don't know what pair my parents got me, but they're like plain white with blue laces. They upstairs with all types of scuffed up. I'm gonna pop them back out once the weather break. I'm gonna really try this year.
Black brothers, we're about to give you a message. To the gym in almost 2 weeks because I was sick from Thursday to Sunday and even Monday this week still. And I got to get back into my routine. Brothers, my kings, my fellow kings, my hardworking brothers, my professional brothers, blue collar, white collar, gamers, construction workers, corporate workers, teachers, all of y'all, hope you enjoyed this episode. Share this episode with a friend who needs some words of encouragement or just to have a roundtable discussion about chasing your dream and being in relationships or things you want to instill in your kids or things you're currently instilling in your kids. What I want to basically encourage y'all to do is evaluate your circle and see what you can get done with the people around you. That is what I've been on lately. I'm trying to stay very far away from individual things. The beautiful queen I was talking to before this asked me, she was like, why you don't DJ no more? And I went down the road of why I don't do it anymore. And I talked to her about another business idea. She's like, oh my God, that's great. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, it's even better with the team. I was like, I could have did it individually. I could have did all the research and all the work. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But what a waste, in my opinion, it would be for me to have strong, like-minded people with business acumen and business experience around me, willing to work with me, willing to help me. Why would I not use that resource? Why would I take a workload that I can split into six pieces with trustworthy, dependable, reliable people who understand the goal, Why not split that into six pieces? Get it done much quicker. Yeah, you gotta split the profit too. Yeah, but I'm doing 1/6 of the work. Therefore, I should get 1/6 of the profit, right? And if I get sick or I fall on hard times, it ain't all on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? You got a team. So think about that. Start putting some feelers out there, see who's serious, and then go for it. Because I'm telling you right now, probably once I make my first transition out to my own spot, I'm probably going to start. That's like my next goal is, all right, where we at with these investments? Besides Pass the Peas app, where you can upload your favorite recipes, add videos for each step, and create collaborative cookbooks with your family. Go ahead and start reserving those family memories today with Pass the Peas app. The link is in the description. I recently just uploaded a lemon pound cake recipe that I made in the kitchen with my mama. So you can see how the app actually works. And there's squash casserole and some other things in there. But yeah, my next business venture with friends and people I trust and people I know is going to get it done is coming soon. So brothers, look at your circle and say, yo, who can I work with? Who can I get some things done with and start working? All right. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for you. I'm going to say it, even though y'all don't really realize it and you don't understand it, but we did a double header this week. That, you know, this is why I really love and appreciate Erica, because we've had weeks way lighter than this and we ain't even record at all.
That's so true.
This has been a hellish week. Like, this week I literally one day came home, ate food, and was in the bed by 6 o'clock and did not get, I think I got up to pee and that was it. I ain't turned on no iPad. I ain't turned on no iPhone. I got in the bed and went to sleep. Like, that's how beat up I was. You know what I'm saying? And yet and still, and she's got beat up too this week. And still, not only did we do one episode, we did two episodes. Very heavy, real conversations. And I definitely, definitely appreciate you, Erica, because that's what it takes to really make it to that next level, is be willing to push through and still deliver, because we love y'all. And I told you, if we ever not feeling the mojo, if we ever like, this is about to be a trash episode, we not putting it out, because we don't want to put out trash. You know what I'm saying? The purpose of this show is to encourage and motivate people who are trying to get to certain places. And if our experiences and the experiences of our guests can help you get there, that's what we trying to do. So until next time, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially. We'll catch you. Peace.
Bye.